Then on July 13, 2005, it was subject to an article by Isabella Helton that appeared in the British newspaper, The Guardian. Isabella Helton wrote for The Guardian, "None of this matters in the war on terror. Since George Bush launched a great crusade against evil, there has been an optimistic rush by left and democratic governments to rebrand their internal problems as local adjuncts to the Bush project." The most bitter of these opportunists is to imagine today that we will be deceived by a British government that Milan reportedly ranked second among his sources of military aid. The visitor's President Pedro Uribe of Colombia, who opined that his pacification plan for Colombia deserves the further support from the British taxpayer, and, as his supporters argued at a London conference in June, that British investor should push in to the country that apparently combines the snap of foreign government with a firm commitment to free markets. Uribe's visit offers the unusual spectacle of a British red carpet being rolled out for a man who, as mayor of Medellin, is just wearing French wearing. Allegedly accepted funds from the notorious trafficker Pablo Escobar. Uribe's father, Alberto, was wanted in the U.S. on drug trafficking charges, and he was killed in 1983. Coincidentally, the Guardian article goes on, Uribe's presidential campaign manager, Pedro Moreno Uribe, arranged for U.S. Customs as the biggest importer of potassium permanganate, the chemical used in cocaine trafficking, between 1994 and 1998. They reinforced it for innocent purposes. At that time, Uribe was governor of Intercorea Department, of which Medellin is the capital, and Moreno was his chief of staff. It was there that Uribe also devised his policy of encouraging the armed right-wing terror group, who now seeks to legitimize. President Uribe calls his plan justice and peace, a common place of mercy, which the Colombian Congress approved in June. Under it, the anti-Cornerstone tax award to Caribbean 10 military fighters, many of whom are guilty of human rights abuses and human trafficking. President Uribe's solution to this unhappy situation is to put them down. Allowing some to change their uniforms for those of private security firms, and others to sign up for duty in Iraq. Provide deterrent and clear opportunities for killers. Justice and Peace of the UN Commissioner for Human Rights in Colombia, Michael Fulham, observed, "It's hard to see without truth." President Uribe is well aware of the importance of perception. Uribe has been mayor in public care for 30 years. As president of the government, the problem simply one of terrorism. The first guidelines issued by Uribe in June addressed UN agencies, ambassadors, development agencies, and humanitarian groups, laying down the terms that this conflict must be defined. It gave such terms as internal conflict, armed actors, or police of the conflict, to describe the security forces. Step two was military actors in the conflict. To refer to the left-wing rebels, the extreme right-wing paramilitaries. Now, troop communities, or humanitarian zones, are typically used to describe communities who attempt to stay neutral. They want, the government insists, civil war on conflict, prepares to attack self-directed guerrilla groups. Objectives currently engage the UNHCR director in Colombia, Joseph Meyer. We warned the UNHCR to consider pulling out of Colombia if Uribe did not back down. In the last 2 years, the U.S. has spent $3 billion in the war against drugs in Colombia. The trade with which the paramilitary armies are intimately connected. The war was dispensed under Plan Colombia due to end of September, and the war renewed for a further year. The agreement was passed whether it was renewed because it was considered a success or a failure. But it had no effect on the availability, price, or purity of the drug that was planned to arrive in the U.S. not a U.S. and Colombian officials claim that 1 million acres of coca have been eradicated in Colombia. The UN testifies that the area under cultivation grew by 3% last year. Washington listed 18 paramilitary commanders as responsible for traffic in most of the cocaine in U.S. cities. Now the U.S. would like to extradite them, but money, including the cocaine trafficker and paramilitary leader, Salvatore Anguissa, has successfully attached himself to President Uribe's plan and will become untouchable. Going to him, Uribe has been promised a photo opportunity if he is there to visit the parliament. Employees make clear to glance at Washington before lending themselves to his image. Last July, Senator John Kerry and 22 other senators signed a letter urging the Uribe to prosecute officials who collaborated with paramilitary units. Administration officials no less than Uribe to Abraham Lincoln. But the Senate Appropriations Committee this week said it would freeze finances for the Justice and Peace Plan unless Uribe granted the dismantling of paramilitary groups and the extradition of the commanders. Not very likely to happen under the plan. This was Isabella Hilton's article for The Guardian. The Angela Dredd Kentucky. For further information on the situation of human rights in Colombia, you can visit the People Newsboard today's website. This information has been provided by the British newspaper The Guardian. It has been produced by Radio Newsport at our studios in Madrid on July 18, 2005. I'm